What happened that led Eddie George to begin to embrace coaching and Ryan Day's approach to the transfer portal? You can hear about all this and a little bit more right here on Locked On Buckeyes.
You are Locked On Buckeyes, your daily podcast on the Ohio State Buckeyes. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What is up, Buckeyes fans? Welcome back to another episode of Locked On Buckeyes for the Locked On Podcast Network. I'm your host, Jay Stevens, also the host of the Jay Stevens Podcast. It is Monday, May 16th in the year 2022, and I want to thank you for making Locked On Buckeyes your first listen or first watch of every single day. One of my favorite things about this time of year is being able to tackle different topics that we wouldn't discuss during the football or basketball seasons leading up to the NFL draft. We're going to do a lot of draft talk, spring game practice. We're going to do a lot of preparation for the spring game. During the NBA draft, we're going to be leading up to the NBA draft, and we'll have some topics and maybe some guests that come on to help us get ready for the drafting of Malachi Branham and E.J. Liddell. But then there are times like this, we could talk about former Buckeye greats and what they're doing currently. And that is what I love about this time of year. A player that fits that, or former player that fits that mold, is Eddie George, the 1995 Heisman Trophy winner, the current coach at Tennessee State University, the current football coach, is someone that when this opportunity came to him, he thought it was ridiculous. Why would they reach out to somebody that's never coached before? And I ain't just saying like ain't never coached in college. Ain't even coached no little league games. Hasn't coached before at any level. Someone that is career ventures since playing football after retiring from the National Football League. Nothing he's done that's been listed. And I got a paper here that has some things on it. Nothing here says football coach. Eddie George has started a landscape architecture firm, started a wealth management business. He taught at Ohio State's Fisher College of Business. He plays golf in his free time. He acts on Broadway. Does anything that I listed there that has been listed, state, football coach? No, nothing at all. And when he got the call from Tennessee State about him possibly being in the running or for them wanting him to be the football coach at Tennessee State, he simply was thinking like, y'all don't make wise decisions. And that's why y'all have lost a lot of games over the past 10 years. Over the past 3 years, y'all have only won 9 games. So therefore, like, y'all are used to making bad decisions and y'all decision-making has been poor, which has led to me getting this call right now because y'all aren't the best at making the best decisions surrounding your football team. And then this man, Eddie George had a conversation with his wife. And his wife said some things that really stuck with him. Of course, there's a conversation he had with Mike Tomlin, current Pittsburgh Steelers head coach. But I think the words that came from his wife were the ones that really stuck with him. Quote, I said to Mara, listen to this dumbass idea. Glenda Glover had the audacity to ask me to be the next head coach for Tennessee State, knowing damn well I've never coached a day in my life. I'm on Broadway. I'm doing my wealth management business. I'm on the golf course. I'm going to Eric's games. All these things I'm doing in my life, and she asked me to do this? I said, isn't that a dumbass idea? And my wife says, why not? She says, well, maybe she sees something in you don't see in yourself. He keeps on going. I began to think about all the things that I've done up to this point, all the things that I've accomplished in football, all the things that I've been through the past 15 years as an actor, and thinking of, well, how does this all come together for this? And I began to get excited, end quote. Think about the journey you are. And when it comes to being an actor, which is something he mentions a few times, Eddie George does, there's teamwork. There are things that happen that camaraderie, morale. You have to work with others to put on a performance, the best performance you can. And even though you're acting, you're playing a role, there are still some things you can learn from the football field. Maybe he had a lead role there where it's like, hey, I am leading and I am assisting people that may be new. I have to be at the top of my game to assist them to be at the top of theirs. And there are things that maybe that happen in acting. I've never acted. So I don't know all of the details like Eddie George does and how they connect to football. But as you start to think, maybe your initial reaction may be, hey, man, like, this is something new for me. You can connect with Eddie George and be like, well, this is new. Yes, something that is new is not always crazy. Something that is new might seem wild initially, but Eddie George, what I like about him, he took time, thought about it, talked to people, to the tune of going 5-6 in year one while coaching at Tennessee State. For a man that has no head coaching experience, he has the name of things he's done in college, the Heisman Trophy winner, things he's done in the National Football League, rushing for over 10,000 yards. He has done amazing things. Yes, he has been able to have some great connections with people because of things he's done on the football field. But these young men, they need a leader. These young men, they need somebody that can help guide them on and off the field. And I kind of like that Miss Glenda Glover reached out to Eddie George and she saw something. She reached out to him and she was not going to really just let him say no. Now, of course, he could ultimately say no, but she knew there's something inside Eddie George that the young men need here. The young man need in a football coach. The lack of success that we have had recently over the past decade, that's not going to continue. And we believe everything changes with Eddie George. I'm excited for the possibility of the things that can happen with Tennessee State and Eddie George being their head football coach. I'm also excited about the possibility of Ohio State and Tennessee State playing each other while Eddie George is the head coach. Yes, we all know it'll probably be a mollywhopping. It'll probably be a game where Ohio State destroys the opposition. However, for Eddie George to take Tennessee State up to Columbus for a game, think about how far and how much progress he would have had to make for that to happen. I know he's going to want to win the game. He's going to try and be as competitive as can be. But for him to be as excited as he is right now after really having a shifting of his mind initially when that call came, that's great. And, man, look, for a former Buckeye to be doing these things right now at Tennessee State coaching, I like it. I love it. And I hope he has all the success at Tennessee State University. When we come back, we all love the transfer portal. Well, some of us do. And Ryan Day's approach might be different than you think it should be. Or you might be surprised at some things you hear about his approach to the transfer portal. Stick around. This is Locked On Buckeyes on a Monday, guys. We're going to have so much fun today. Summer is right around the corner, and with summer, you're going to need some food on the go. Built Bars are the perfect snack to take with you on family vacations. Throw them in your bags, in your kids' backpacks. Make sure that everyone has a bar so you are fueled for your summer adventures. The best part about Built Bars, they're healthy and delicious. No more sacrificing delicious food for health. With Built Bar, you can have both, and it's easy. All you have to do is go to Built.com and order now. All Built Bars and Puffs are covered in 100% real chocolate. That means with Built Bar, you can eat healthy and actually enjoy doing it. Have you tried the Built Puffs yet? We are going crazy for the Puffs. They come in crazy flavors like banana cream pie and even churro. Who doesn't want a protein bar that tastes like a churro and they're only 140 calories? Sign me up. Go to Built.com and use that friendly promo code LOCKED15 to get 15% off your next order. Once again, go to Built.com and use that friendly promo code LOCKED15 to get 15% off at Built.com. Thank you for listening to Locked On Buckeyes, making this podcast your first listen of every single day. Now make sure to check out the Locked On NBA Big Board. Host Rafael Barlow from NBA Draft Junkies and author of the NBA Big Board newsletter is joined by Richard Stamen, Sam Ferris, and Leif Thulin, giving fans an in-depth look at the NBA Draft, mock draft, player rankings, and of course, big boards. It's free and available wherever you get your fine podcast. The good old transfer portal. I get tired of talking about it at times. And I'm sure Ryan Day gets tired of thinking about the portal, seeing how many athletes that were at Ohio State enter the portal, seeing how players are hopping and leaving schools so quickly. I'm sure from my perspective, it's one thing. But imagine what it's like for Ryan Day. You recruit these young men. You want them to come to Ohio State. Ultimately, some of them want to go on and play elsewhere. They're not sticking around at schools as long as they used to. And Ryan Day's like, man, I didn't bring these kids here for 1 year, 2 year, or 3 years. I thought they would be here for the long haul. Now, ultimately, in the recruiting process, you realize not everyone's going to be there the entire time. You might get a grad transfer or two at the end of their time period at Ohio State. It happens. It happens. But for a man like Ryan Day, who's in the position that he is in, he has to take a very delicate approach to the transfer portal. I mean, if you look at some numbers here, you might see like, wow, like this is interesting. His approach is going to be a little bit different because of the place he's at. But also, some of the things that have gone on at Ohio State have, I believe, shaped Ryan Day's approach to the transfer portal. Here are some numbers for you. Since we're sports fans, a lot of us love numbers. So here we go. There were 15 scholarship players that entered the portal, Ohio State football players, into the portal in 8 months. Entering the spring, Ohio State had 91 scholarship players. Now they are below the 85-man limit for scholarship players after six more entered the transfer portal, and they had two medical redshirts, Harry Miller and Marcus Crawley. Ohio State added three transfers in Tanner McAllister, Arizona State former running back, now linebacker Chip Traynham, and then USC kicker most recently was the latest player to transfer to Ohio State, Parker Lewis. In the offseason, Ohio State hosted Oklahoma tight end Austin Stogner on a visit. He ultimately transferred to South Carolina, probably because Spencer Rattler is going to be out there throwing the football over there. They offered Florida International offensive tackle Miles Frazier, transferred to LSU. And then they ended up backing off LSU quarterback Eli Ricks, who ended up transferring to Alabama. Now, with all that in mind, I do believe all of this shapes Ryan Day's approach to the transfer portal. Seeing all the guys leave 15 in 8 months, that's a lot. That's a lot of guys. Seeing the guys that have come in, being very selective while doing that, and also knowing we could go out and try to lure in top talent to Columbus because, I mean, it's Ohio State. Top talent needs to be here for us to be the best football team and for us to be the football team we want to be. But Ryan Day's approach is not just currently in college football, like he's focused there on the portal, but also in recruiting. And I do think that is a wise thing. It's not just that I'm saying that. Ryan Day's approach and hearing something that he said, I'm going to read a quote from him, I think it's valuable. I think some of the things we hear are what you want in a head coach at Ohio State. Well, let's hear what Ryan Day had to say about this very topic. Quote, "We really haven't spent a lot of time focusing on the transfer portal. Because I think if you want to sustain the program for a long period of time, I think recruits and their families, when you recruit them and talk to them about the plan for them to develop in your program, they want to see that happen. And they really don't want to see a transfer come in and jump somebody in line. I think you're being a little bit disingenuous if on the front end, you're talking to your families and your recruits about the opportunity to play at Ohio State and then just to go to try to get the best player out in front of them, in front of him. They could create some hard feelings," end quote. And I firmly, firmly, firmly understand that last part about saying one thing on the recruiting trail and then ultimately doing something different because of the transfer portal on a player that's in there. I completely get all of that. But when you tie in the recruiting and not just saying, hey, there's a guy out there, there's a quarterback that we're lacking at the quarterback position. We're not developing like we thought we would. There's a guy out there that's talented. Let's bring him in. And Ryan Day's like, hold on. Just because there's somebody talented out there doesn't mean we need to bring them in. We saw that with Eli Ricks. I mean, I remember seeing people on Twitter when it was rumored that Ohio State was going to go out after him, and ultimately they backed off on him. People were like, what's Ohio State doing? What's the big deal? Shouldn't we be a team? Should we be somebody? But ultimately, it's fine with some people having some things that maybe don't sit well with them. Now, nobody really knew that Eli Ricks was going to get arrested. I didn't know that. But maybe in their filtering system of trying to see the type of person, not just player, the type of person Eli Ricks is, they found some things that they said, I don't know about that. I think it's very telling when Ryan Day was going after Eli Ricks. Ryan Day or somebody came out and said they didn't want to bring him in and risk ruffling the feathers of the current people at that position. Ultimately, I wonder if he knew that Legend Cavazos was on the fence and thinking about transferring at that time when Eli Ricks was considering coming in, knowing what just recently happened with Seven Banks and some of the things that happened there. If you bring in Eli Ricks, and let's just say you have Denzel Burke, Cam Brown, well, you had Tanner McAllister, you had three guys you thought were going to start, but where does Eli Ricks fit in there? Do you put him in front of Cam Brown or Denzel Burke? Well, how does that make them feel? Do you put him in front of Jakalen Johnson or Jordan Hancock? Well, how does that make them feel? Do you bump Tanner McAllister outside of the starting lineup after bringing him in after he followed his coach? How does that make him feel? I firmly think Ryan Day's approach for this season was wise. He's not somebody that I believe is going to end up lying to recruits on the recruiting trail. I've never got that from him. And I don't even think Ryan Day is a guy that's going to be a coach that's out here tampering and trying to get guys and just tamper with guys at other schools, trying to lure them to Ohio State. I don't get that at all. But one thing I do think is that with Ryan Day being a young coach in college football, young head coach, and really not being a head coach for a very long time, whoever he talks to is helping him make some very, very wise decisions. Ryan Day is a guy we can all lean on, we can all trust. And every single day, he doesn't make every decision right, but it seems like he's learning quickly from last season, from previous seasons, and from what's currently going on in college football about how to make Ohio State the best team it can be and about how to make sure the players on the roster are A-OK and he's not doing anything to ruffle their feathers. Be patient. It's OK. Ohio State has a lot of talent. And yes, there's a lot of talent in college football. But sometimes you got to trust your recruiting and be very selective about those that are in the transfer portal. Because if you don't, man, talk about trying to have a cancer in the locker room. That one thing, bringing the wrong guy in is a quick way to do that. But the transfer portal, the way he did it this year, is very interesting and very wise, I do believe. But will Ryan Day bring in more guys next year? And will he be as patient with the portal as he has been this year? Well, stick around to find out. BetOnline.net is your number one source for all your betting stats and sports info. Find all the latest sports developments, league reviews, and news, including this year's basketball playoffs and the start of the Major League Baseball season. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sporting wagering information, from live betting to playoffs, esports, and more. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to learn more about the trends and action. BetOnline, where the game starts. I am someone that enjoys different off-season topics and ideas that come out. In college football specifically, college basketball, I like them, but it seems to be the same ones over and over and over. NIL and transfer portal haven't been hot topics the past year and a half. Well, year, they've been legal almost a year. The portal's been the one-time transfer has been there. But college basketball, the main thing I keep hearing about or used to hear about all the time was the one and done, which really isn't over because they may change that rule here very, very soon. It could be to aid Bronny James and to help LeBron James play with his son in the NBA before LeBron retires. I don't know. But that one and done topic was something I just got tired of and fed up with. The transfer portal, I don't know if I'll get there very, very soon just because I don't think it's – yes, it's bad. I don't think that there are things going on with the portal. too many players in the portal. Let's just say that. I don't think all the ideas about the portal are bad, but I do think that there are way too many people in the portal. But with there being way too many people in the portal right now, which means there will probably be way too many people in the portal next year. When you think about the players that will be draft eligible this year, and I'm going to rattle off some names off the top of the dome, and you're quickly going to see Ohio State can have a lot of guys going to draft next year. Could probably have at least 10 guys get drafted, at least. Let that sink in about how much talent is at Ohio State and how many holes on the starting lineup will need to be filled next year from guys that, because they have left, gone to the NFL, or they have been drafted. Quarterback C.J. Stroud probably going to the league. I actually want to have a show about him coming up very, very soon this week. Trying to get Ryan Roberts from Rising Draft Scouting on to discuss a little comparison between C.J. Stroud and Bryce Young. You'll want to be around to check that out. Jackson Smith and Jigba, Cade Stover, Paris Johnson Jr., I want to say Matt Jones, Luke Whippler, DeJuan Jones, Zach Harrison, Devontae Jean-Baptiste, Teron Vincent. Still, Chambers could be gone. Cody Simon could be gone. Cam Brown, Ronnie Hickman, Tanner McAllister. I mean, there are more guys than what I could have listed. That was off the top of the dome. And you quickly see how many holes could be on Ohio State's football team next year. Ohio State only brought in three transfers this year, Tanner McAllister, Chip Traynham, Parker Lewis. I do think that Austin Stogner would have been a perfect fit and would have actually helped Cade Stover stay on the defensive side of the ball, but the bigger need for the team was on offense, which is what he has been a team-first kind of guy. But with only bringing in three guys, and you have guys that you didn't bring in, ultimately they transfer somewhere else, the mind or the thought is Ohio State should be more should go after more guys next year at the transfer portal. I mean, initially, yes. You're going to have holes. Do you want to fill them all with transfers? Absolutely not. But do I think Ohio State will only bring in three guys next year in the portal? No, I think you can see at least five guys come from the portal next year based off some holes, based off some development. Are guys developing like you think they will? Will Kyle McCord, Devin Brown, will they be developing to be starting quarterbacks? I think so. I think they'll be capable of being starting quarterbacks next year. That'll be a fierce quarterback battle. People thought that next year would be Jack Miller III or Kyle McCord or even Quinn Ewers. This is going back into the last fall, but now it seems like it's going to be Kyle McCord and Devin Brown, who are ultimately vying and trying to be QB1 in Columbus after this upcoming season, because we all assume Stroud will go to the NFL after this year is over. You're going to have to go out there. I mean, yes, you trust the recruiting. Yes, you trust that you're going to develop the talent. But if there's a guy out there that could fit the mold of a starting center at Ohio State after Luke Whippler leaves, my gut says this could be Luke Whippler's last year at Ohio State. Don't know. Could be wrong. Just saying, like, my gut saying Luke Whippler is gone. You're losing both tackles. I assume that Paris Johnson Jr. Goes as soon as he's eligible to go to the NFL draft. And DeJuan Jones, I believe he's going to be gone and going to the NFL draft. So do you bring in an offensive tackle or do you trust the recruiting? Do you bring in a couple linebackers or do you trust the recruiting? The last linebacker they brought in, well, who was a linebacker previously at a different school, didn't pan out. But you bring a guy in this year who's transferring to play a different position and Chip Traynham. So maybe you make it 2021, 2022, 2023, you're bringing in different guys at linebacker because there is a huge need there. You're probably only going to bring back one of your guys in the defensive back room in Denzel Burke because he can't go to the NFL. Cam Brown's gone. Ronnie Hickman's gone. Proctor's gone. McAllister's gone. Do you trust the guys that are back there? Layton Ransom will be healthy going into 2023 season. A lot of guys will be healthy. A lot of guys will be back. But I ultimately think the patience we saw this year and how Ryan Day really didn't go after many players this year in the portal, I think it was very smart. I also think it'll be very, very smart to go after more guys and utilize that asset, utilize a portal to make your team be the best it can be. I have seen, and I'm going to close out with this, I have seen people complain, Ohio State fans specifically complain, that Nick Saban goes to the portal to get elite talent and bring them to Tuscaloosa. You're saying, well, don't you trust your recruiting? What are you doing? Why go to the portal to add more players, elite players to your roster. And I'm sitting here saying, look, that's an avenue that Nick Saban can use to make sure his roster is the best it can be. I'm not going to knock a coach who was the best college football coach in my lifetime. I wasn't around for Bear Bryant, so I don't know if Bear Bryant is a better football coach than Nick Saban. I've seen Nick Saban transform from his time at LSU, which is weird. He's coaching his rival. Like, you leave LSU, go to the NFL, come into college, and you're coaching the school's rival that you coached at previously that you won a natty at. Weird. Very, very weird. But I've seen him transform from his time at LSU when he got to Alabama after losing to Ohio State in the semifinal round of the first round of playoff. And then to see him now, I have seen Nick Saban transform and do things that I didn't think we would see a college football coach do in my lifetime. And I do think it's wise for Nick Saban to utilize the portal to help Alabama's roster, just like I think it's wise for Ohio State to be selective, but to also use the portal to make the roster, make the team the best that it can be. It is a Monday on Locked On Buckeyes, and guys, we are kicking it off and starting it off with a bang. You can follow me on Twitter at jstevens07. You can send all of your emails to jstevens317 at gmail.com. Yo, want to come back for tomorrow's show. Drew Crabtree, the managing editor of LWO Sports, will be with us. This is an episode or a conversation we recorded shortly after the NFL draft. And this will be about three Ohio State freshmen who will make an impact in 2022. Whenever I say Ohio State freshmen making an impact in the upcoming season, some names come to your mind. We'll come back tomorrow to see if the names that are on your mind are the names that were on Drew's mind when he wrote an article about this very topic. Thank you for making Locked On Buckeyes your first listen every day. Now make sure to check out the Locked On Big Ten podcast. The host, Nate Dickinson, is joined by yours truly every Monday. And then Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday is joined by another host that covers a team for the Locked On Podcast Network that covers a team inside the Big Ten Conference. Every day, Nate had you covered. Every day, a different co-host adding a different flavor to the show to make sure you have all the information you need on the Big Ten Conference. The Locked On Big Ten Podcast, just like Locked On Buckeyes, they're both free and available wherever you get your fine podcast.